Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Riles, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our program today features a recent speaker at our Slidell Ministers Association meeting. Hope you enjoy it.
Each month is to have someone share their personal testimony, and I've asked Sue, told them to do that today. Sue is an activist. She is busy. She is moving. I'm surprised she's sitting still this morning. And she always brings good news to us and enlightens us about the different things that are going on in the community. But she's a delight to know, and I'm really been looking forward to since she agreed to come and share her testimony. So let's give Sue a real big SMA welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My testimony is not about how I've overcome adversity. I haven't. Rather, it's about my realization that abundant blessings can lead one to believe that you don't need God, that you've done it on your own. So my testimony is about submission to the needs of others. And while there are many avenues of discussion here, I'd like to focus on two points to ponder. And they are, all men are not created equal, and thank God. Now, before you guys run me out of here, let me say that my first point, while all men are not created the same, God loves them equally. God loves them equally. But according to his plan, we're all given different gifts, different talents, making up the parts to be one body in one spirit. If you took your DNA, and these little curly cues help give the visual, but if you took your DNA, unwound it, and put it end to end, it would go to the moon. That's how unique we all are. We're given those different talents with the express purpose to use them for God's glory.
Yes.
For God's glory. And all of efforts resulting in getting God's glory are good. All. The problem is that our secular world makes us believe that not all talents are good. That one is better than the other. One is more important while the other diminished. Thus, the football star beats the day laborer every time. And I'd rather be a celebrity than a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. God did not give us a level playing field for secular appreciation. He didn't. He does give us one for fulfilling his purpose on earth. Why did he make us so unique? My reflection is because he wants us to depend on one another. God knows that I can balance a budget, but if you ask me to decorate anything, you're going to be sorely missed. And there's not enough education in the world to make me a nuclear physicist. Not going to happen. I have to look to other people to fill my voids while I reciprocate with my God-given talents. Our uniqueness forces us to recognize our dependency on each other and our dependency on God. We are just a piece of God's plan. To get the pieces to combine, we must accept the unique function instilled in each one of us. We must help each other.
Yes.
God is asking us to see all of his gifts in all of his people as equally important and uniquely qualified to bring him glory. So the cripple that nobody wants to be becomes the mighty prayer warrior. And the child, the Down syndrome child that everyone wants to abort, becomes the embodiment of love in its most pure and innocent form. So my journey has brought me to look at people differently. I try to see God in each person. I recognize that everyone is not equally employable. Some will not have the intellect to earn above minimum wage. Some will have a DNA that has burdened them with an illness or a mental imperfection that requires somebody else to take care of them for their entire life. But our God made them, loves them equally,
yes,
and has a place for their gifts in his plan. Good Sam's has helped me grow in this journey. We help thousands each year in this community. We've provided over $250,000 in cash relief, another $250,000 a year in professional services and donated goods, and we do that by the grace of God. We do our best to listen to each life journey and to extend a hand that's guided by prayer and the Holy Spirit. Yep, we're all volunteer. We work in donated office space, and donations come from all over the community to make this happen. And we, for sure, are a place where people can get help, but just as important, we're a place where people can give help in a hands-on, meaningful way. I think God placed me at Good Sam's to turn my heart, which was truly blind to the hardships, into a heart that recognizes, there but by the grace of God go I. I have witnessed miraculous gifts of the Spirit in people that 30 years ago I would have crossed the street not to have to encounter. And for that, all I can say is thank you, which brings me to my second point to ponder, and that is thanking. The Greek noun Eucharistia means thanksgiving, and its related verb is used in the text of the Last Supper when Christ gave thanks before the blessing. Before the blessing, he gave thanks before the blessing and the breaking of the bread to institute our sacrament of Eucharist. I've always brushed past that point. I always put the blessing and giving thanks together because I'm a cradle Catholic, and we've always said the blessing before dinner. Always, before meals, we've said the blessing. But Jesus gave thanks before the blessing, and it wasn't just for the food. He gave thanks the night before he was crucified, and he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
He knew it was coming. Christ always gave thanks before his miracles, acknowledging God for his, Christ's, unique gifts. Thanksgiving precedes miracles. Being thankful precedes miracles. Christ gave thanks before the loaves were multiplied. He gave thanks before Lazarus was raised. The one leper that was saved out of the 10 that were healed, it was done because of an act of thanksgiving. Christ gives thanks for a crucifixion that leads to a resurrection. So give thanks in all things, not just for your blessings, but for what the blessings that the world says are the best parts of your life. But give thanks for all the situations that you find yourself in. Use your talents in joy and in suffering. Man's initial fall from grace was for being ungrateful, unsatisfied with what he was given. So Christ came to show us how to be a Eucharistia people, a people of thanksgiving. And giving thanks is not always as easy as it sounds. Many years ago, I was traveling with a good friend in the rain, heavy traffic, and a car almost ran us off the road. As we jerked to a miraculously safe stop, because I was the one driving, my friend exclaims, "Thank you, Jesus." And she meant just that. In time of near bodily harm, her first reaction was to give thanks. My first reaction, I can't repeat what it was in this room. That dichotomy hit me hard. So from then on, I started to consciously look for the good in my life and to give thanks. And I will tell you that focusing on the goodness, on what you have instead of what you don't have, brings about joy for you and glory for God. For when you give thanks, you create a place for God to grow in you, and he will, until you give thanks not only for the best of times, but in the hardest of times also. When we acknowledge that we are not equal, that we are different, that our gifts can ease another's need, we build God's glory. And when we accept that our needs can be met by another's talents, we build his glory. We then love each other, thankfully, according to his plan, as he asked us. We are not all created equal. Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. If you have comments about today's programming, something that you heard that was of interest to you, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, where you can leave a comment. You can also check in on our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible donation to support this station. We need the support of listeners just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.